96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Kids in your life may soon have some new toys, but a child advocacy group is warning families to beware of AI toys. A growing number of action figures, dolls, and stuffed animals are embedded with chatbots using artificial intelligence technology to communicate with kids like they're a trusted friend. Earlier this year, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, announced a partnership with Mattel, one of the world's largest toy makers. Rachel Franz with the nonprofit Fair Play says AI toys are marketed with a promise of safety and learning, despite mounting evidence showing they could be harmful.
Right now, there is no research and no regulations that are in place to protect kids from the multitude of potential harms that can come from AI toys.
A recent report finds that some AI toys will talk with kids about topics that may not be appropriate. They could even offer advice on where to find matches or knives. Many of them have no parental controls. Child advocates warn that AI toys use the same technology that's created unsafe and even dangerous experiences for teens online, including urging them to harm themselves. Franz warns AI toys can prey on a kid's trust and record and analyze sensitive conversations even when the toy looks like it's off.
Most of the AI toys that we've looked at are collecting a lot of different types of data. And most of their privacy policies outline that they will sell them to third parties.
Fran says AI toys often urge kids not to stop playing with them and can crowd a child's imagination. Researchers say child-led play is vital for emotional regulation, social skills, and real learning. If you think your child's toy may be using AI technology, you can find some helpful information at fairplayforkids.org. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Packers prepare for Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Ravens. 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Now, the Packers lost another tight end last week, John Fitzpatrick, who had taken over for Tucker Kraft. He suffered a season-ending torn Achilles tendon in that loss to the Bears. The Packers have two candidates on the practice squad who could play tight end. One is Drake Dabney, an undrafted rookie. The other, second-year man McCallum Castles, who has spent time with the Eagles, Chargers, and Rams. They would be the backups to tight end Luke Musgrave.
Yeah, they're both really, really good players, hardworking players. I think anybody in that tight end room is going to go out there and play with great effort, be a good representation of us.
Green Bay has clinched a playoff spot thanks to the Vikings defeating the Lions 23-10 in Minnesota yesterday. Detroit with six turnovers in the game. After a day off for Christmas at home, the Bucks back on the road tonight in Memphis to play the Grizzlies. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little freezing drizzle this morning, some patchy fog possible, then mostly cloudy with a high today right around 36 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.